I hope your day is full of rainbows and Skittles and glitter and bubbles and sparkles and fun. Guys, what's up? It's Shank coming at you this Wednesday for another episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian Ryan Long. It's such a fun episode. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Ryan Long, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. One, Kim Congdon and I are doing This Bitch podcast live at Netflix Festival at the Comedy Store. Buy tickets for that sooner rather than later because it will definitely sell out. That's in my link tree on my Instagram at Princess Shank. Everything's in my link tree. So if you want to buy tickets for anything, that's where everything is. This Bitch and Friends returning to the main room of the Comedy Store March 14th. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim, Ryan Sickler, Josh Potter, Ali Makovsky, Ian Edwards, Greg Fitzsimmons. Fire lineup. We've sold out every single show in the main room we've done. This one will be no different. Get the tickets sooner rather than later. And then also April 18th, we're coming back to the Comedy Store main room. It's going to be so much fun. That lineup is me, Kimmy, Whitney Cummings, Beth Stelling, and we're still adding more people, so it's going to be a great time. Before we get into this week's episode, also I'm coming to Houston in April. You'll find it all in my link tree at Princess Shank. I'm doing a comedy festival with Kimmy. We're going to both be in Houston, and then I would imagine that I would probably go to Austin as well and do some spots at Mothership. So you can find all that info at Princess Shank on my Instagram. All right, guys, before we get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Ryan Long, there's just one thing I want to tell you about. That's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah. If you're like me, you know how important it is to protect your feet. You want your feet to be comfy. You want your feet to be cozy. Whether you're into alligators or pizza, there's a pair of socks or slippers for you. I'm obsessed with Oh Yeah. They've been my sponsor for so long. They make amazing gifts. They're so fun. It's a great way to tell someone that you love that you're thinking about them. They make great gifts for your mom, for your sister, for your boyfriend, for your whoever. And you never wake up and say, you know what? I wish I had less socks today. That just never happens. So shop Oh Yeah. 3OHYEAH.com, discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10 for 10% off unique sock designs. And then patreon.com/SarahWineShank for bonus content. And let's do it. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only comedian, Ryan Long. Guys, here it is.
Oh, could I have headphones? Or just...
What is this button?
But yeah,
this
apparently... But I have a couple. I'll check if I have names because I think I do have.
Okay, if you have names, please sign.
But try Lieberman's guy's the best guy. But I do have YouTube's the easiest one because like everyone has a partner manager.
Like, except okay, me.
But what I'm saying is a million people you know have one. Okay. Think about this: if you had TikTok, you're like you're just trying to find a guy.
Right.
YouTube, you know 20 people that have like a direct contact at YouTube.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
None of the other platforms are like that except for YouTube.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better. All right.
Is there... I feel pain on your behalf.
Yeah, I'm sad. Yeah, okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Wineshank, and today's guest is the one, the only comedian, Ryan Long.
Yes, in New York.
Yes, we're in New York. I'm never in New York.
Back on our turf. How long are you here for?
Until tomorrow.
Oh, in and out.
In and out. I came to do a couple pods and then I'm going back.
That's that pod life.
That pod life. You know about it. I feel like when you say pod life, it's automatic. Life has a Y in it.
Yeah, it has to. Yeah.
You can't
pod's
say
got two D's. If you're putting it on a shirt.
Yeah, pod life.
Yeah, you want it to be even. I'd go P-O. Well, obviously P-O-D is the greatest band of all time. So once you started putting the P-O-D there, I'd probably just leave it there.
Leave it? Leave I don't it. Even know the band P-O-D.
Boom! Come on.
You leave. You get up and leave. You throw the table.
Well, if I left, I would throw the table and I would say, boom, here comes the boom, ready or not, how you like me now?
Is that what they sing?
We're from the South, so what you talking about?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I actually do know that.
Yeah, you know that one.
Once you started singing it was resonating.
They were doing ping pong in the video, if you remember.
No, I definitely don't remember that.
So it was
a very aggressive song to be doing ping pong.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be kind of ironic, and I don't know if they knew it was going to be such a smash hit, but that was when rap rock really took off.
Rap rock?
Yeah.
I don't know about this genre.
Well, and I think a lot of people don't realize that it was a genre.
Okay, let's
I was talking to someone, they were like Kid Rock, and they were like, oh yeah, like the country guy. And I was like, well, now he was like a rap rock guy.
Yeah.
There was an entire genre where they all, Limp Bizkit was big, they all wore Adidas tracksuits. It was kind of like you had to have like dreadlocks type of look, and then you also had to dress like a Guido, but then they sort of like took it back. White Adidas shoes. It was like the look. They all did it.
You're right. This is unlocking like a core memory.
Right.
Of,
yeah, exactly.
Like, a subculture that I forgot about.
Well, it is kind of a forgotten subculture, and for 4 years, it was just like enormous. Subcultures usually last 7 years. This didn't even make it to 7 years.
How do you know that?
Well, that's my theory.
I'm like, can we fact check that? You said it so confidently.
I'm very confident in my theory.
I was like, he said it 7 years. It was like, yeah, it must be.
I do tell people like I got it somewhere else, but I just made it up. Do you know why I think subcultures last 7 years?
Why?
This is my theory.
Okay.
Is that's an entire cycle of someone being in grade seven or year seven, and then now they're finished high school. To me, that's why a subculture lasts that long.
I thought it was just like in dog years or something.
Yeah. So one year of rap rock is 7 years in people years.
Yeah.
It felt like 7 years. You're like, oh, rap rock was for 7 years. You go, that was actually a year and a half. You go, well, I mean, you listen to Boom enough times, it ages you.
Oh, my God. Wait, but you can sing and play the guitar, yeah?
I mean, I did sing in a band. I don't know if I'm a good singer, but you don't
have to be.
I feel
like you're a good singer.
You don't really have to be a good singer.
You just have to commit.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's like a lot different from music and comedy. Like, if you think of all the bands that were kind of the biggest bands, like, a lot of those guys aren't good. There's a lot of, like, really famous bands where you go, that guitar player is not in the top 10,000 guitar players in the world. But there's no, like, famous comedian that's not in the top 10,000. Because it's, like, it takes, like, a pretty high level of skill to just be competent enough to do an hour. Whereas, like...
Such a high level of skill.
Yeah, whereas, like, you can be, like, some 19-year-old who's been playing guitar for 4 years and you're playing an hour, you know. Obviously, you're worse, but there's a lot of bands that... When the first 5 years they were famous, they were like bad at being a band.
Really?
Yeah, like Sum 41. I feel like
oh
if
my
you
God,
watch like
Sum 41. Can we pull
like
up
19
an
year
early
olds,
Sum
right?
41? Can we pull up Sum 41?
They might have got them scrubbed.
No.
They got the old videos scrubbed.
I used to have the Sum 41 a single with one of what was the song?
Fat Lip.
Yeah. Of course it was Fat Lip.
And I say that not derogatory. I say that. I think that comedians always talk about music and rappers and like how the skill level and you're like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's like a very specific type of guy that like listens to rap and they're like, oh, but like, listen how fast he raps.
You
like it
know
matters.
Fasty Look, there they are.
They're from the same hometown as me, actually.
They are from Canada?
Ajax, Ontario.
Ajax, Ontario. Did
yeah,
you know
it's about
them?
45. No, they're older than me. But I know them now a
Did
little bit.
Did you look
bit,
up
yeah.
to them? You're like, some 41, baby. If
no.
they made it, so can I.
I wasn't really into pop punk, but I'll tell you, there was a bit of that where
yeah,
they're like,
of course.
If them, why not a little boy like me from Ajax?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. That's like
maybe
Brody.
This can pay off.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of that, but I think that I was... Maybe a little tiny bit too old to think they were cool when they
yeah.
popped off.
Yeah.
I was like, if they'd caught me 2 years earlier, I would have been like, this is the shit.
I
think I was just like crossed the hump of, I think I'm too cool for this.
Yeah. It is weird when, do you remember when like, okay, when you find out that things aren't cool, but you like them still?
Did you have
that experience ever? Like, I remember in, like, third grade, everyone was talking shit on Barney, and I was like, I kind of fucking like it still.
I thought you were going to see a band, Barney.
Yeah, the purple dinosaur. Everyone was like, he's so lame. I'm like, yeah, who would watch that? And then I go home and, like,
Year
watch
10.
It. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are wrong about this. Or, like, all of a sudden everyone decided that they hated the Power Rangers, and I was like, I still fuck with the Power Rangers.
Well, that's one. Then you can just be like a bit ironic about it. You're like, oh, that's my shtick. I'm the Power. Oh, what do you mean? Yeah, obviously you don't like them, but I'm sticking it out.
Yeah, but when you're in third grade, you want to be cool, so you're like,
Barney's a hard sell once you get into high school. I feel like Barney gets a little harder to sell, where you're just like, well, you guys.
What do you guys mean Barney's not cool?
Yeah, Barney's the shit.
Barney was a bad example. It should have been Power Rangers first.
Yeah, I really didn't think you were going to say.
Hey, Barney.
Do you remember when you were like 4 and then you, stuff that you were into when you were 4 years old? You know, remember when high school when like Sesame Street just kind of got out of style? Like, yeah, I think it was around year 10 that people.
Blue's Clues.
I did. In a fit of rage, come home, and I threw my stuff in the trash. My mom goes, what are you doing? I go, no one likes Oscar. You lied to me, Mom. You said I would be the cool kid. You lied to me. What else isn't cool?
Ryan, that's so funny. That's a good character.
Do kids even like Barney? I don't know what to believe.
Oh, my God, dude. What shows
were
you into?
My Big Bird themed birthday party. My Big Bird themed 15th birthday party is canceled. I'm locking my door.
My Big Bird 40th.
I'm into rap rock now.
My Big Bird 40th.
Yeah, my Big Bird 40th.
My Sesame Street 40th.
That's what I mean. It gets cool again. Dude,
is that like a Big Bird 40th?
There's a lot of stuff that I feel like it was super.
You're right. Barney is a hard sell.
Anything. Barney's
every
a hard
time
sell.
Every time I think it again, I'm like, Barney 40th hits different.
I think if you were going to be in your adult life being like, Barney's my thing, you'd have to be Japanese. That's the only way you could make that work.
I know, the Japanese get away with different fucking things that we can't.
They make it quirky.
They're like, Sanrio, Hello Kitty, everything's fine. This is part of our culture.
Whereas if a white chick did that, I'd be like, oh, this chick's a furry.
Her dad doesn't talk to her.
Her dad doesn't talk to her, yeah.
And now she's having a Barney 40th.
This is the difference, I think. When you see a Japanese girl wearing all that shit, you're like, oh, she's a nerd. When you see a white girl wearing all that shit, you're just like, this girl wants to be like tied up and choked.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she wants to be stepped on. She wants to be stepped on, spit on. Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to be, yeah. And then she's going to go, oh my God, daddy. Yeah. But the Japanese girl's just like actually into anime.
Yeah. I'm glad we made that distinction.
Yeah, it's a defective quality of a white person.
I mean, an Oscar the Grouch party sounds fun.
Hey, I'm telling you, I think this stuff's back in. If you pull that up now, it's quirky because you're being ironic.
I know. I'm mad that I brought up Barney. I can't let it go for
as
some
the
reason.
One.
As the one. Out of all the options. There is Elmo. There is Oscar. There is even like that fucking Steppalumpa, but whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Do you know that?
Did you just try to screw it up? Like, I mean, is it stuff?
Yes, yeah, Snuffleupagus.
You have it tattooed on your back, don't lie.
I turn around, there's just Snuffleupagus. That would be such a plot twist. I have a back piece and it's just, and that would be such an ugly character to choose.
Hey, whatever you got to do.
To be okay.
Elmo's been on a tear lately. I don't know if you saw.
What do you mean? I saw Larry David.
I actually didn't see the Larry David part. What happened with Larry David?
Can we pull up the Larry David
Elmo?
I
did see that there was something with Larry David, and I didn't look into that element of it.
Yeah. It was Larry David, like, attacked Elmo.
Elmo said, how's everybody doing? And
then everyone got upset.
Everyone's like, not good!
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Was it?
Is anyone okay?
Well,
let's be honest.
Fair point.
Is anybody okay that's living in America post-pandemic before this election?
I don't really sleep, so that's a big problem I got. So.
Yeah.
Tried Ambien. That's not been working that good.
You tried Ambien?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it just makes me feel like I took a nap. It's not been working.
I feel like Ambien's how people go out. They take Ambien and then they die in the bath or something.
Yeah, that's probably
what's
gonna
happen. Don't take any baths in it when you're throwing back
like,
an Ambien.
Yo, you trying to party? It's like, no, I'm trying to get some Z's, bro. I'm trying to get some sleep out here. You know what it is. Yo, you trying to sleep tonight? Yeah.
Yes. Trying to get that REM. Y'all
sleeping, we sleeping.
I mean.
But that's the thing. I feel like I'm not getting the REM.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm getting this REM, lying in bed. Everybody hurts.
Yeah, that's playing all the time.
Yeah, it is.
Everywhere I go, it's just the soundtrack of my life.
In the last month, I have decided that the first step is realizing you have a problem.
Yeah.
And that's why I went to a doctor. But like before that, I was just like, what do you mean? I don't know. It takes you lie there for 3 or 4 hours before you go to sleep. And then at some point I was like, oh, maybe I have like a thing.
Insomnia. Maybe you should take melatonin.
Melatonin didn't do shit.
My body fights it off.
This is, you know what happens is I feel like when I'm trying to sleep, I take something like melatonin and in my body, my brain is kind of like, yeah, nice try. Like, you kind of, like that you kind of feel the melatonin kind of being like, oh, try to go to sleep. Yeah. And you're like, this is it. This is what you do.
This is the big thing. What about CBN, cannabis? What's this? Okay. Checking in with Elmo.
Okay. What's Elmo been up to?
But do we have, is this where Larry David comes out? Okay, cool.
Oh, Larry David in person had a beef with Elmo.
Yes.
So sorry, you're going to bring this down. This audio's not working.
It's okay.
Well, okay. I know he was getting shit, but I think Elmo, the guy who played Elmo, was also in some hot water himself.
Really? Mm-hmm. For what?
I think, can I get a fact check on this one, if you don't mind? But I believe the guy who played Elmo was like this gay dude.
Okay.
And people were saying that he was, I can't remember the exact details, but I think it was like guys that were too young or something.
No.
Yeah, so he's pretty chill.
No.
People were mad that he liked parties.
The voice. Dude, imagine hooking up with the guy who plays Elmo. And that's so weird.
So it says 3 sex abuse lawsuits.
Whoa!
Boy Sesame Street's Elmo character have been.
Yeah.
Oh, they got dismissed.
Of course they got dismissed.
He paid him off.
They're trying to get that Elmo money, man.
Yeah.
But he resigned in 2012, so you know what that means.
Oh, so it's not even the real Elmo. This new guy has been posting on Twitter. The new Elmo is trying to be like a social media guy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I have the clip now with the audio.
Okay. Al Roker, obviously, I'm not.
Doesn't that make you care less that it's like this is some new Elmo?
Yeah,
like
it
new
does.
And improved Elmo with a Twitter account.
I don't like that at all. Okay, wait, here.
I can't hear personally, but
I also can't hear. And
So there's sort of this.
We can't get the clip. We can't get the clip, and we'll move on past it. I think we'll move on past it.
I want the if you're gonna replace the new Elmo and you come back it. Legitimately, it's like feels like a Zoolander thing where like the new Elmo's coming back, new and improved.
Yeah,
he's tweeting.
I don't like it.
He's taking press shots on Instagram. He's making TikToks.
It's
you're just
weird.
Like, come on, pal.
Dude, Elmo on TikTok?
The other, dude, do you know the other, the guy who played Elmo, who got relieved of his duty, is legitimately in a bathhouse right now telling some gay guy in a steam room.
You know, I was the original Elmo.
Well, he's got some guy's hand up his ass, and he goes, once upon a time, it was me. With you know, I used to do this for a living. He's gonna...
I don't know. It would be crazy to fuck the guy from Elmo, like the Elmo voice guy. That would be a no for me, dog.
You think that would be a no? That guy's probably pretty cooking, though. You'd probably say no to Elmo once Elmo's guy once you go back to the house and you see what Elmo's been working
with.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Or he was just kidding.
Oh my gosh, you love Elmo, don't you?
Oh my god.
Mr. Larry, Elmo liked you before.
Ask permission before you touch people, Larry.
Let's talk about how you feel.
They would have canceled the show, Elmo, for last season.
Okay. Once you start interacting with the Sesame Street characters, you're famous.
So he just came off of camera randomly and attacked Elmo that way. That's why it was so abrupt.
Yeah.
A viral stunt.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
That's what the people in the boardroom came up with. They go, like, you know.
Larry, we want you to put...
Every time.
This puppeteer touched Larry's ass, and he was like, fuck that shit.
Oh, is that what they're saying happened?
No, I'm saying. He just touched his ass.
The new guy's going for a grab, too? Because this is how we... Yeah, the Elmo. This is how we do it. You trying to be Elmo or not? Yeah, I think that Larry David, because he's, you know, got a grumpy persona, every time he goes to do some shit like that, they're just like, we have this bit. You come in and you're going to be grumpy. And
they did
this
something
fight.
With that. It was like him. They asked him about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and he was like, meh.
It is a weird spot that Larry David's in, is that he only goes viral for being grumpy.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
He's amazing.
But it's like, it's funny, that's your thing, where if he goes on a talk show and they're like, how are you doing? And he's like, oh, I don't know, I'm pretty good. And everyone's like, boo. And then he's yeah. like, anything happened today? Oh, not really. Are you sure? And he's like, my cab driver's a dick. Everyone's like, there's our
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, yeah, there's our guy. I mean, a Larry David 40th birthday or Sesame Street? A Larry David party.
Everyone dresses like Larry David.
It's amazing. Is that not amazing?
Yeah. Girls dress like Larry David.
Everyone
dresses
like Larry David.
Yeah. I think that'd be one of those things where you sent out the invite, you show up, and then no one's dressed
just
like Larry
me
David
dress
except
like,
for you.
I'm just like... like, in like New Balances alone on my 40th. But you guys don't like, you guys didn't commit to the bit.
And you went real anti-Semitic with it. You got a big nose. You're like, I don't even know if he has a big nose. When I play a Jew, that's how I do it. But yeah, it is funny, like when you just have such a pronounced persona that you just like, you could never not be that.
Yeah, it's like he's forever that.
Yeah, he has to go on, and then they're like, oh, anything new? And he goes, I would never go to a wedding.
Yeah, yeah. It's like...
He always has that stuff he wouldn't do.
Yeah, it's also like the guy who played Urkel, Jalel White.
Is that guy... That guy's cooking around, right?
That guy gets pissed when people call him Urkel. It's like, bro, you're Urkel for forever. That's I'm sorry, crazy. That paid your fucking bills. I'd be like, I'm Urkel for forever.
Yeah, he does cook around, and apparently he looks more like Stefan. Like, he does... He wants, it's got like the Carlton thing a little bit where they like want people to think they're kind of like a hot guy.
Yeah, like he wants people to think he's a hot guy and he's tired of being called Urkel.
That does ingrain in your psyche if you get like looked at by the world as like this, you know, the most.
This nerd.
You're yeah, that's legitimately, I mean, maybe not now, but the go-to like, oh, the guy's an Urkel.
He's like lifting weights to try to move away.
He's
got to
be so jacked now. Dude. Is Urkel jacked? Can we get a read on that?
Jalel White.
Is that his name?
Yeah, I don't know how I know his full name.
My guess would be he's shredded. I think Carlton's the same thing.
Carlton.
Yeah, from Fresh
yeah,
Prince.
Yeah, no, I know Carlton.
The famous
nerd. I
just
haven't thought of Carlton in a minute.
Well, more so, I guess it's more of a black nerd thing because like I feel like the white nerds like lean into being nerds.
Oh, you're right. He looks... pretty good.
I mean, I wouldn't recognize it. That's Urkel.
I would. Once you're Urkel, you're Urkel.
I wonder if, do you think Urkel was like tearing through chicks?
Yeah.
He has to, right? He's, dude, it feels like he's really got something to prove.
Urkel is fucking.
He's probably got like two, you know, escorts on his lap at the club.
Yeah, dude.
And then someone calls him Urkel and what the? Has a flip.
I
out.
Have threesomes. I'm not Urkel anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Flips the table. Flips the table. Over.
One of that.
I'm Jalel now. It's like, whoa.
One of the hoes he's with is just like making an Instagram story. Yo, you'll never believe it. I'm here with Urkel. And he's like, just fucking blows his lid.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't be surprised if that guy's got a couple domestic abuse charges
Urkel?
On him.
I know.
A man can only take so much.
Before he snaps.
I would be surprised if that guy hadn't snapped a couple times, especially once he started, you know, probably does jujitsu or something like that.
He definitely does jujitsu. Yeah. Right? Hurt well, he people. Has to. Because hurt people hurt people is the thing, Ryan. He's been hurt enough and he's had enough.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's entire life is probably people testing him.
Did I do that? And then it's like,
do it. Oh, shit. They're like, do it.
You just got me in the face.
Oh, shit.
Could I have a napkin?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
You get a napkin. I mean, hold on. You have to do that. It's going to creep over to you. Oh, no.
See, okay, we're good. We're good now.
Well, that's what happens when you trash talk Urkel and Elmo in my presence.
The universe punishes you.
See that, though? A little trick of the trade.
Now we're doing art on the table.
Well, you have to create a river.
Celsius.
I mean, I would consider it saving you, but however
thank
you want
to
look
Thank
you
for saving it. Me. My hero. Thank you. Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
So, I don't know if you saw, but the...
Actually, can I have it for my face? That was wild.
That's pretty common for me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
A spill?
Big spiller. Come from a long generation
of
spillers.
I put my glasses on, so...
Big spiller. Come from a generation of spillers.
A generation of spillers. All right, we're back, baby.
I went to a party, maybe like last week at yeah. kind of like somewhat like a rich person's house where they had, you know, everything was like pretty fancy.
Yeah.
And then I went to get a drink and immediately dropped it. And then the drink started spraying everywhere. And then we, I'm not kidding, we cleaned it up. And then I was like, yeah, sorry. And then I went and get another one and dropped the second one.
I spilled like four drinks in the mothership green room.
Yeah, it stinks.
And they were calling me. They were calling like, and then someone else spilled something. Like, oh, I just did a shank, and I was like, no.
Oh no.
I don't want to be the spill girl in the mothership green room. Not the place. Not the place to be the spill girl, sweetie.
That's what happens, though. Yeah,
people start branding you as being a clumsy bitch.
You got to become a bit of an Urkel.
Yep.
But I don't know if you saw, speaking of black people, Rachel Dolezal, are you familiar?
Oh, yeah. Boy, speaking of black
pretty
people. The transition. Smooth. Okay, keep going.
Speaking of 100% black people, uncontestedly black.
Yeah.
Nubian queen, Rachel Dolezal.
Nubian.
That's what she's always, only name she's ever known. So this story's. What happened is, like, I just saw this today, and it's, like, my favorite thing. Because I've been watching her stuff. I even got her to do a couple cameos for me.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, didn't you post it as, like, a show thing? Or
well,
not?
I had a special called White Immigrant.
Yeah. And
so yeah. I got her to do all... I can't remember exactly what I said, but it was something about being black.
That's amazing.
And then... yeah, I kind of tricked her. I can't remember exactly what. But then she was doing OnlyFans, and surprisingly, her body's not that bad if you actually look at it. And then she changed her name, started working as a teacher, and then they found out about her OnlyFans. She got fired for OnlyFans. And it's hilarious because in the thing, it was like, teacher gets fired from, elementary teacher gets fired from her OnlyFans. And you're like, that's how I would describe Rachel Dolezal, only elementary teacher.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
Dude, but it's also crazy.
That girl's had a wild ride.
But it's also crazy to be like, I'm not just an OnlyFans girl. I also want to teach the youth.
That after everything she's done, where she like...
I know!
As a white woman, yeah. rose to prominence as a top black woman activist.
Yeah.
And then that all came away. Made like a bunch of money doing cameos, like as essentially a joke. Once that dried up, then she started an OnlyFans, made a bunch of money on that, and then just changed her name
and just became a teacher.
Moved to a new city. It's hard to do these days. You used to be able to do that back in the day.
Yeah, you could change your name easily.
And she was getting away with it,
dude,
for a while until one of the kids basically found her OnlyFans. She was pulling it off.
Dude, do you think it was one of the kids that found the OnlyFans or one of the kids' dads? They're like, wait a minute.
That very interesting, and that's probably what happened. Someone came in for parent-teacher day, and then he came and he goes, oh, hell no.
He goes, I saw her clapping her cheeks last week on OnlyFans, and now she's teaching my son about vowels? Yeah. Gotta go.
The Dolezal curse, you can't get away with it.
That is so weird.
That's crazy. But she's the goat, kind of. I mean, what other white person has... convinced everyone. I guess maybe there's that Sean King guy that everyone says he's not black and he's a big black activist, but he's still sort of hanging in there.
Sean King. I had to unfollow.
Oh, yeah?
He was doing a lot.
He's a, what, like a big Palestine guy?
Yeah, but it was just like every day, like so much stuff. And I was like, listen,
I think that he's definitely on the one of those where you're just like, even if you did agree with his thing, you're just like, I don't know if I necessarily need to see a dying kid every 14
every
seconds.
Day, I was like, you're unfollowed. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm trying to keep it light over here. Give me fucking Barney. Give me Larry David beating up Elmo. I'm basic like that. Like, I'm like, you want to see something crazy? I can't believe I made it a big thing. I was
no,
like,
this
can
is
we...
You.
I'm like, look, Ryan, Larry's beating up Elmo.
What
you're
a
like,
curmudgeon. Oh, classic.
It was like this whole big thing.
Look, everyone.
I was like, we have to pull up this clip, and then we pull it up, and you're like, yeah.
That crazy stuff there. See some dead babies. It's my house. Yeah, that's you just on the bus looking at Larry David and Elmo.
Yay!
Look at Ellen dancing. You just buying all the things.
All the things.
Woo! Yeah. No,
I saw Ellen.
What's she doing?
I saw Ellen at the hair salon.
Really?
With
Portia. I would have thought she goes to like a barber.
No.
What did she get? Dude, she has the same haircut as me, is what she has.
Dude, it was crazy. I was a little stoned and I was getting my hair done and I go, that looks kind of like Ellen. And I go, no, that's not Ellen.
And
that,
then you're like, that's not Ellen. And she goes, you fucked it up! And you go,
cunt.
Oh, that's Ellen. Yeah. There she is.
Dude.
I'll have you deported before you can fucking blink! And you go, oh, there she is. All right, that's for sure her.
That's so funny.
Do you know who the fuck I am? Takes the spray ball, throws it at the window. Right. Oh, okay, there we go.
You're being so funny.
I guess she's in the building.
Yeah, no, she was there. She was there with Portia.
Cool. Is that Ellen? Oh, yeah, she just stiff-armed an immigrant.
Dude, Portia was hot. Next
let me
to
ask
her.
You a question.
When Portia was a 12.
When? Oh, really?
I was like, dude, am I
Portia's
gay? I saw Portia and I was like, damn, Portia was looking like off the charts good.
Interesting.
One of the most beautiful people I've seen in real life. I wasn't expecting it. Didn't have my bingo card for 2024.
Yeah, really? What was Ellen wearing?
She was dressed like Larry David, essentially.
Let me ask you a question. When she got her haircut, her seat, was that just like a person on all fours? Her assistant on all fours?
She looked like she had a rough year. That's all I'll say about that.
So, Alan, the thing about those people, too, is like sometimes you'd be like, she's looking rough, and you're like, well, she's 60.
Of course she's looking rough. Yeah. I would say she's disgruntled now.
I think it does probably age you to just
get canceled or whatever.
That maybe a little bit, but also having to pretend you're that nice. You know, that's what happened to the Elmo guy. There's so much pretending you're that nice. Next thing you know, you're going to the, you know, and now you're fisting 17-year-old dudes.
Yeah, dude. She's just lying for so long.
That's... Yeah, just like this, though. Like that face. Like,
she comes out.
That's got to run a toll on your mental health and your... And just like the muscles of smiling, just that they've got to age you, just smiling that much.
Just smiling.
Like Jimmy Fallon's got to have some creases from all that smiling.
Dude, Jimmy Fallon, he's got skeletons in his closet for sure.
Well, no, Ellen's like yelling at her staff. That's probably her skeletons.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big of a deal. They're just like, she's mean.
Yeah, she's a mean white lady. Canceled.
Yes. Well, I think a guy like Jimmy Fallon that's that positive, I bet you he holds it together for everyone except for like two or three people who just he unloads on.
His wife.
Yeah. He 100%.
He comes home and beats her.
A wife, maybe one employee who's been with him forever that won't quit, you know, because he
has health insurance.
He goes, all right, thanks, everybody. Okay, everyone. And then when they finally leave, he closes the door and he looks at that guy and he just has a little, what the fuck was that? Yeah. The guy goes, I'm sorry, sir. He wipes off his face. Yep, I apologize for that.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think. I think if I was to guess who has more anger inside of them, Ellen or Fallon, what would your guess be?
Fallon.
You think Fallon has more anger. But you saw Ellen in the flesh, so you didn't see a lot of anger. It was more of a disheveled.
I felt like she was mourning the loss of her. She was like, I already peaked, and now I need a haircut.
Interesting. So she's over it, in your
opinion. She's fucking over it.
She did Jerry Seinfeld's show, and I was surprised at how assertive she was.
Really?
Yeah, she was very much like, I can't remember it to do an impression, mm-hmm. but I was in the vein of like, what is this you're doing? Like, she was kind of like bossy.
Yeah.
Whereas I thought, yeah, you'd think that press-wise, you'd think she'd be kind of like, oh, look, I'm a happy character.
Yeah, no.
She was done with that. The happy character's
done. She's
done,
sweetie. She's a good stand-up. Her early stand-up.
I remember some of the jokes.
Her first stand-up. You do?
Yeah. Ellen's one of her early jokes. She goes, it was all the little observation era, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, Go-Gurt. Like, who invented Go-Gurt?
Yeah, it's
has
a
anyone
good one.
Ever, does yogurt take so long to eat? Who's ever cracked a yogurt? And they're like, you go without me. I'm going to be a while.
That's so funny.
Some version of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, her writing was really good.
Yeah.
And then she became
I like the special. I didn't watch the new one. I heard it wasn't particularly good.
I didn't watch the new one either. Who watches the new Ellen special? That's insane.
Yeah, it wasn't really on the to-do list to crank it out. Did you guys see that new Ellen?
No.
The new things that are coming out. Vultures by Kanye. Obviously, Ellen's got her new special. But I do like the idea that she was not angry. So you're saying the anger's left her body, and now she's just sort of...
Dude,
she's got an over-it vibe. Yeah.
She's exhausted, but her wife is so hot. She's like, I won. I don't give a fuck. I'm like...
She was from Arrested Development. Is that correct?
Yes. But I am telling you, I've always been like...
Can we get a picture of this girl to confirm Portia, whether or not she's as hot as Sarah says?
She... I'm telling you, online looks whatever. Looks whatever online. In person?
Okay,
I was like,
so you're already sort of saying, as I'm going to get the photo, you're saying it's not going to do it justice.
It's not going to do it justice. I was like, she was so beautiful when I saw her in real life. And I
How
was
tall
like,
was she?
Tall.
Okay, and you like that?
She looked better in real life. That's all I'll say. She was so beautiful in the hair salon. Ellen looks so bad.
I mean,
it was
Ellen
like the
looks
company.
Like a grandfather.
The combination of seeing both of them, I was like, what is happening?
Interesting that they're still together, too.
I know who else I saw at the hair salon.
I'm listening. I like this hair salon.
Outside,
you're
going to
get banned from this hair salon.
No, I'm not. One of my best friends works there, so.
Catch me outside, girl?
Catch me outside, girl.
Really?
She was in the chair, and she was complaining nonstop, and I was like,
what was she complaining about?
About the color. She was like, I don't know. It's a little orange for my liking.
About the hair.
About the hair. And she was getting all angry, and I was like, this bitch has an attitude. And then I was like, she kind of looks familiar. And then, like, but by the end of the day, I was like, it's the catch me outside, girl.
How long were you there listening to her eavesdropping?
A long time, because I had to wait for my hair to process, too. It all goes down in the hair salon in L.A., sweetie. Andy LeCompt. Shout out, Andy LeCompt.
Feels like everyone has a good hair salon experience except for white dudes, because black guys have the barbershop where there's lots going on.
Yeah.
Girl guys have their gossip fest of the thing.
Yeah.
I just go in, and then I'm in and out. I have a guy who doesn't even speak English.
You just got a quick trim, and that's it.
Yeah, really. He doesn't even talk to me.
No, I'm in the hair salon for like 7 hours processing.
Woo!
So
catch me outside, girl.
Catch me outside, girl.
Does she talk in the black accent?
Yes.
It's hard. She goes hard even in the barber
she
chair.
She was doing that, and her best friend was there who was also black.
Mm.
Who was also black. I said it like she was black.
So she brings a black girl like around with her that's kind of like her
best friend.
Part of her entourage sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and that girl just sits there while she gets her hair done.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if... It's interesting, like, I bet you she has them on the payroll. Like, a lot of those people just have, like, five of their friends, like, on the payroll. Where they're,
dude,
like, they kind of just get...
For sure.
You just get, like, $100,000 a year just to kind of, like, be around.
That's awesome.
I guess you know, take photos and here, hold my phone to do an Instagram
video.
They were
acting up. They were being fucking crazy, and I was like, these people are weird. And then it hit me. Like 2 hours later, it's Catch Me Outside Girl.
Interesting.
I was like, hey, is that Catch Me Outside Girl?
So the gossip about Ellen, she's grumpy. Catch Me Outside Girl was particular, maybe to say?
She's particular. She's exactly how you would think she would be.
I wouldn't have known if she was so particular. She could have been...
She's got an edge. We'll say that.
Okay, who else have we got in this hair salon? Can we get cameras up in here?
At the hair salon? I'm trying to think. A man, what was it, the one from...
Sell these stories to TMZ.
Arrested Development guy, Bateman.
Bateman!
I saw Bateman.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, maybe a couple years ago, I remember seeing a picture of Bateman and thinking, like, he had a pretty good haircut. I remember thinking that Bateman's haircut's
Andy
pretty good.
Dude, you gotta go there. Dude, Bateman... Very, very, like, nothing.
It just suited him. Yeah, it wasn't even that I want the haircut. I was just like, his hair suits him. It's like the
sense.
Right haircut for the right age. For the.
He looked hot. I'll say that.
I didn't think that part.
When I saw Bateman, I was like, he's good looking.
I would
that
know.
Was it.
When I can't tell if a guy's hot. So.
He was very, like, he was very, like, middle of the road, like, nothing really doing much. Just getting a haircut. Meaning.
Minding his business,
just like a man getting a haircut.
Yeah.
Unlike Catch Me Outside and fucking Ellen.
But that is noted that he's at the salon.
He's at the salon for the experience.
So this is, like, a famous people's salon,
yeah.
So you want to be spotted there.
Yeah.
So... It's the opposite when you're telling people, like, oh, I saw them there. They're like, yeah, that's why I'm here, for people to see me and tell everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Catch Me Outside Girl was putting on a performance for you.
No, she definitely...
As soon as you left, she goes, oh, okay, just cut it.
Yeah, that's what I think!
Whatever you want, yeah.
That's what I think!
She was doing a thing.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I was observing it like, bro, this is crazy. Just quietly observing her performance. Because I'm normally the one that's performing. So I'm like...
Who's this for?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for me.
It's a one-woman show with her friend. It was fucking weird, dude.
It does, yeah, because you realize, you're like, who are they putting this whole show on for?
I was literally the only other person in the salon besides the hairdressers.
So we she's
were processing
doing this
at
for
the
you.
Same time. Yeah.
Do you think Ellen was being grumpy for you?
I think that's just Ellen. The salon was really busy. When I saw Ellen, the salon was really busy, and I looked, and I go, that kind of looks like Ellen. Nah. And then I see it again, I go, whoa.
You see, that's the thing. If Ellen went with the Larry David persona, it does work a lot better in your later years, because although you have to always be grumpy, that's an easier sell than having to always be happy.
So much better.
I think that's...
She should rebrand.
For those young kids out there who are picking their persona that they're going to have to stick with for life...
Be an asshole.
Yeah, go with Grump.
Grump.
And then... Because then, even also, your fans come up and they're like, can I take a picture? And you're like, no. And they're like, that's our Larry.
You know, yeah!
Classic. Like, that's the experience they wanted. Them to just be like, can you leave me alone? And people come up to you like... Whereas if you're the nice guy, you have to always be like, oh, I'm just in like a huge rush. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Thanks. I love... Oh, I appreciate you guys. Whereas Larry David's like, get the fuck away from me. And they're like, fuck yeah.
Dude, Larry David told us to get away from him. Yeah.
Grumpy persona is way better over the course of time.
Yeah. Dude... If she would have started out grumpy, then it would have made more sense.
Hey, you know what? You know Jason Statham, right?
Not really.
Okay, well, the movie The Beekeeper, it just came out, and I just watched it.
And?
That is the craziest movie I've ever seen in my life. So they basically have, like, the deep state, and the deep state is essentially a bunch of guys called the beekeepers.
No.
Yeah, and then they're like, everything's about bees. They're like very bee-oriented. This guy's called a beekeeper, and then he retired, and he actually becomes an actual beekeeper. So it didn't even make sense. So they're like, so is he an actual beekeeper, or there's a thing called beekeepers?
How did this movie get made?
I was honestly thinking that...
Every time I see movies, I go, how did this get made?
This one was like... From Statham, I agree, it was very Nicolas Cage-ish, where this is the impression of Nicolas Cage choosing scripts. So you be my manager and you say, here, I have a script for you to read. I'll do it. That's how he does it. But he doesn't even want to peek at it. Cage doesn't even take a peek at the scripts. Oh. He goes, you want your assistant to read it? He goes, he said yes already too. we're a yes family over here. But Statham usually makes the better ones. And there's a scene pretty early in where he's beekeeping, and then these people, he just walks into the building and kills everybody, and then they come to kill him, and then the guy comes in, he goes, hey, bee man!
No!
Hey, B-man, where are you?
No.
Just like, this is fucking crazy.
How did that get made?
Honestly, I thought because the title was so corny and it looked so corny, you're just like, well, it's probably going to be sick. Because they're not, you know what I mean? When they make one that corny, you're just like, oh, I bet you it's actually going to be awesome.
Good. Yeah.
But it was like, no, it was equally as corny. I did like it, but it was maybe the corniest movie I've ever made.
You know what I don't like? I don't like how Hollywood's like, we have a great idea. We're going to just reboot everything that's already existed instead of making new things.
Of course, yeah.
It's disgusting.
It is one of the probably worst eras for people coming up with new things, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, Wizard of Oz, but Dorothy's gay, and then the wizard's a girl, and then it feels like a lot.
A trans man.
It feels people doing like coke in the boardroom in Hollywood, being like, "Whoa,
yeah."
Okay, hear me out. Pocahontas is a guy, and Jon Snow's a woman. Jon Snow's a girl. Pocahontas is a guy. Woo!
They're like, yeah, let's make that.
I think part of it is that they just have these like properties, and it probably is one of those things where the new stuff that they make, they probably are so afraid to take chances that it all bombs. But the old stuff, because it was already something that was good, it does better. So they're like, well, yeah, but when we do the old movies, they actually do better. And you're like, well, yeah, because you like only greenlight weird ass, you know, niche
it's bad.
Shit. Yeah, I'm not in that
I'm
world.
I'm not into it.
You're in Hollywood, sort of, you know.
Kind of am, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so far removed from that.
It's also weird to be like, yeah, I'm in Hollywood.
You are, though. You're like a Hollywood chick.
I'm an LA girl.
Yeah, you're in the salons.
I'm in the salon.
Hobnobbing with Ellen. Probably go to auditions. You're probably pitching scripts. You're doing the thing.
Yeah, I'm doing the thing.
You're in the game. I am so far removed from that game.
But that's also so nice.
I'm at a comedy club in Pittsburgh. That's where I am.
Well, I'm going to be at a comedy club in Chicago tomorrow.
Let's go. But yeah, I feel like, but I did all that stuff when I was in, before I moved to America, but it still wasn't Hollywood because it was the Toronto version, you know?
Yeah.
So I really have no experience with Hollywood whatsoever.
When Hollywood gives you notes, sweetie, woo!
I do not want Hollywood notes. Dude, I did a few meetings, like when I first came here, I did a few meetings thinking, it's kind of like, oh, like getting back with like the worst ex you've ever had where you're just like, this time I'll be different.
Yes.
And I remember just like everything rushing through my body of like, what do you said you weren't going to do this anymore. Like I felt like I was being like cocked, you know?
Yeah.
Like you get in these meetings and then you're just kind of like, oh, they're like, oh, that'd be like a really good idea, blah, 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 blah. And then it just sort of ended and then nothing happens. And you're just like, what are we doing here?
And then I go, do I send an email or I'll wait for them? And then nothing happens.
Dude, in
the amount of general meetings I've had.
General meetings is you're literally torturing yourself.
So crazy.
Yeah, it is. I feel like in my world, in like whatever, like YouTubing and podcasting or whatever, it's more like, hey, you want to do a video? Okay, how about tomorrow? Okay,
yeah, that's why I love it. Meet up. Yeah. That's why I like it, because it's like you have control over your own schedule and you can, and then people get interested in you from the stuff that you already put out.
Yeah, I'd literally be like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to film. I'll start writing stuff the night before. No one's looking at it and being like, can we make this worse?
Yeah. How do we make this unfunny?
How can I get my footprints on this and not really understand what the point of it was?
How can we make this worse?
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Jerry Seinfeld had an old quote back in the day where he goes, someone trying to like make something really great is kind of like throwing a dart at a dartboard with a blindfold on. And you're just like, well, and having five people like hold your hand is not going to help.
Yeah.
But it really is. You're like, yeah, it is hard to do. But what doesn't help is like a bunch of random people that like aren't able to process all the factors you're weighing, just like saying stuff.
Right.
Because you're like, you're just not like, you don't really know the equation that I'm trying to solve.
Yeah.
To try to, you know, and like, again, it's still probably 1 in 20% chance that it's going to be like a big hit. But exactly. whatever you're about to say isn't going to help.
It's not going to help. It's not going to help, but you need them too, because you want to get something made. So it's like a fine line.
No, there is. You know what the thing is too? It's I find that most people in those scenarios, this is kind of my synopsis of it, is even when you think of like editing or comedy, like there are sort of rules to some degree.
Yeah.
But then you sort of, you know, sometimes you break them and sometimes you know when to do them. Well, they just sort of get a list of rules and they just point out when you broke the rules. That's generally what their thing is. They'd be like, you know, if they were looking at an edit, they'd be like, oh, I know kind of that people have said you're supposed to say the thing in the first 5 seconds. You know what I mean?
And they're
oh, yeah, well, you should start quicker. And you're like, yeah, I know, obviously, that would be the normal way to do it. And I've kind of chosen not.
But it's less funny.
Yeah, they tell you how to make things more normal, right?
Yeah.
Because they, like, understand what, like, a normal template looks like.
And you're like, what?
Yeah, which might help if someone has no idea what they're doing. But you're like, like, if you do a script that kind of, like, strays from the hero's journey to some degree, they can point out, hey, you strayed from the sort of format here. And you're like, yeah, I know. I understand.
Because it's better this way.
Yeah, or it won't be, but that is a like decision that I made.
Right.
Like a lot of times, especially when you're like, oh, this part seems to drag on too long, you know, and you're like, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right that maybe
I can make it shorter.
Yeah, but that's like a decision that I've made that I think is worth it.
Yes!
I've made that decision. I think it's worth it.
I think it's worth it.
And if I'm right, then there'll be like some payoff to that. I might be wrong. They kind of just like iron out all your choices.
Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, I could also look at my own things and like say when they're different.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also just like, that's why it's like I love writing and I love doing scripts and stuff, but you don't get the instant gratification that you get from going on stage or having a podcast or doing all of that, you know? Like, I need that. Like, I want to go on stage and get and have an instant reaction.
Yeah, I think you get the opposite of instant when you write a script and then you get some notes in 3 months.
And you're
then,
like, is anything happening with this?
Yeah, really. I've even had, like, I'm doing another special and it was like, we're kind of, I guess the format is like, okay, when give it to us and then we're going to try to shop it. And I'm like, kind of having conversations with people about that, but I'm also like, saying it, and but I'm in my mind, I'm just not even listening. I'm kind of like, yeah, we'll give it to you, and then blah, blah. But in my mind, I'm like, no, I'm going to record it and make my date and plan to release it. And then if people are like, oh, we need another month, I'll be just like, oh, this is when it's coming out. So,
right.
It says that. I just,
yeah,
I feel like my theory of the future. This is my theory of the future.
Please tell me your theory of the future. I was hoping we would get there. What is it?
Okay, so in my theory of the future in art and but also in, you know, jobs and tech, is the most valuable commodity of a human will be like mobility and agility. So
can you dumb that down for me?
So for example,
mobility and agility, and then my brain broke for a minute.
The biggest, okay, so imagine you have like you're like doing, you know, we're doing all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
How quick can you're like change and do something else when things change? So for, because everything moves so quick. So I'd say, like, let's say you were working in like AI or whatever, right?
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you're kind of like, how quickly can you be like, you know what? I think the energy is actually in crypto, or vice versa. Like, how quickly can you be like, you know what?
Adaptability.
I mean, you guys would say like, you guys are always like kind of in Austin, right? Because that's like an energy center, you know what I mean? And you kind of feel that and you've adapted and you're there a lot.
Right.
Where it's like how, but most people aren't like, aren't very like mobile and agile.
I know, that is true.
Yeah, and I
think people get stuck in their ways.
And I think people are going to be rewarded for being mobile and agile in the coming years.
I agree.
Yeah, that's the most thing of being able to like, you know, like you're at such an advantage if you're like, I'll move,
yeah. And being open.
Being open, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people get like stuck in their routines and their ways. Like, I can't. I'm like, some comics will be like, you should go to Austin and just see what it's like. They're like, I'm trying to get there. And it's like,
yeah, just then go. Don't. I don't know.
Just go.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'll be rewarded if you take the risk.
If you're open to
if
new
you're
things.
Open,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's the most thing. I mean, once you're like, you know, whatever, once you're good at whatever you're doing. But I think that that's the biggest thing. I mean, even just someone that's like, oh, you know what? I want to make TV shows. Like, how quickly can you be like, you know what? I should be doing that here instead. I don't know if this is done. I'm going to do it this other way. Like, how quickly can you kind of take what you're doing?
Course correct.
Yeah. How quickly can you like take what you have to offer and then put it where it's wanted?
Yeah. Like improvise and adapt and evolve.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
That makes sense.
I think that'll be the most valuable characteristic in humans that have something to offer is how quickly can you
adapt?
Yeah, not make dumb rules for yourself of like, yeah, but I do this. And you go, well, why?
Yeah, because sometimes we limit ourselves when we do that.
Yeah, and then you just, yeah, you kind of just like make rules for yourself. Like,
and they're not real.
I know. Like,
it's weird.
Yeah, it is. I kind of go both ways because I'm bad at it and then sometimes I'm good at it, because a lot of times I'm just like, okay, so I film this day and I do this day, and it's like, but then also I try to train myself to be like, but also be able to switch it if you feel
have
like
to.
It. And also listen to yourself if you feel like you should.
Yeah.
The energy. That's
yeah.
my thoughts.
That makes sense. That's our podcast.
Yes.
It was such a good podcast. Where can people find you?
YouTube.com/RyanLongComedy. My podcast is The Boys Cast, and everything's at Ryan Long Comedy.
Awesome. Guys, go follow Ryan. He's the best. Go see his shows. Subscribe to his YouTube. Do all of the things. He's so funny. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Shank. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. Tickets at Princess Shank on Instagram. And then also, as always, Patreon.com/SarahWeinchank for bonus content. That's all. Cool.
Whoa!
We did it!